Tomorrow was supposed to be a milestone in the recovery of New Orleans, the reopening of at least a few of the public schools. But last-minute power struggles have postponed the return to classes for at least a month. When the schools do reopen, the school district will not be the same as it used to be. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports from New Orleans.
Amid the uncertainty that hovers over the future of New Orleans, there are these questions about its public schools. Which ones will reopen and when? Will they be better than before? And more importantly, will children and families want to come back to them?
Hello, Miss John. How are you? It's a good first time to see you. You okay?
On Friday night, in a crowded school auditorium not far from the West Bank of the Mississippi, in the historic district of Algiers, these parents have returned to repopulate their neighborhoods and save their school, Martin Berman Elementary. They're adamant about reopening Berman as a privately run charter school. Dr. Brian Reidlinger, a veteran educator, has been named director of the Algiers Charter School Association.
Opening the schools in New Orleans is the easy task. The tough part is opening better schools in New Orleans. So we are going to lift everyone, and we are starting with a blank slate. No teacher has a job, no principal has a job.
A total of 13 charter schools are scheduled to open in Algiers in the next few months, five including Berman, on December 14. No one, though, seems interested in reopening regular public schools here. Why? Because no one, not the mayor, not the majority of the New Orleans School Board, not the state superintendent of schools, nor the governor of Louisiana, no one wants schools to open if they're going to be like the failing schools of the past. As far as Algiers residents are concerned, the old public school system is dead.
Thank God that it's all been chipped away and the school board has gone away, hopefully. There's a bill in the House right now, and it's flying through the Senate side in Baton Rouge. So hopefully it'll be done. Too much bureaucracy, too much red tape. Teachers are not able to teach. Principals are not able to be the principals that they need to be.
That's Arthur Wadsworth, a local minister who says parents across the city, black and white, are ready to undo decades of failed education policies devised by incompetent school leaders.
There's an ugly side to New Orleans. New Orleans is a gorgeous city, but there's an ugly side to it. And part of this is part of the ugly side, that there are people still trying to put their lives back together that won't be a part of this. But hopefully they'll come back to better schools and better neighborhoods to help them put their lives and make it beautiful.
You cannot talk about the future of New Orleans without talking about the future of its public schools. That's why there's so much pressure on everyone here to get it right this time. The question is, will a new system made up almost entirely of charter schools, independently run by universities, private and nonprofit groups, really be any better? Even people like Bill Roberti, a New York City-based consultant hired to save the district from insolvency, are reluctant to say.
I don't want to get involved in the political debate of whether you charter them or you don't. All we know is that we need to have a certain amount of schools open in the short term to satisfy returning students. We've got indications that we've got somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 kids that want to come back to school.
Berman Elementary will reopen thanks in part to a $21 million federal grant earmarked for charter schools. No more than a third of the school's 1,000 students, though, are expected to show up. But that's okay, says Brian Reidlinger, head of the Algiers Charter School Association, because the families who are coming back, he says, will be thrilled with their new school.
I'm going to ask you to trust me. I'm going to ask you not to say, I'm going to watch what you do and decide if I should trust you. I'm going to ask you to trust me because we don't have time to establish all that. We don't have all the answers for you tonight. We just don't. But up front, trust me.
That's a very hard thing to ask of New Orleans parents these days. But as Lucy Smith walks out of the meeting with her 10-year-old daughter, Yashika, she says working parents like her don't have a choice. After losing her home and spending the last 10 weeks in Houston and then Dallas, it was time to come home and trust that somebody is finally going to do the right thing for New Orleans school children.
The reason why I'm saying it is because I'm 40 years old. And what I learned in school, I learned off the street. I didn't learn it in school. Speaking honestly, So if you want to do better, you have to have a better school system than you have now.
Smith fades into the night down Opelousas Street below a canopy of giant oak trees that survived Katrina, past a couple of U-Haul trucks and pile after pile of discarded furniture, refrigerators, and stoves. New Orleans officials keep saying it'll be years before the city recovers. But its schools, many here hope, may well be on their way. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, New Orleans.